Glory to God. Father, Lord, we thank you. You are mighty. You are highly lifted up. Woo. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Glory about Shantori Labaseya. The Lord is good. Take that volume down just a bit. I can feel some echo here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, praise team. You may be seated. And I want everybody to, well, you may go down to your seats, but everybody stand for just a minute, please. Stand for just a minute. All right. Praise God. Just a minute. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands up. It's a beautiful sign of asking God to carry you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Carry me, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Face me on so I can stand on my feet. Raise me up upon stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shore. Holders, you raise me up to more than I can be. Father, raise us up this morning. Make me, Lord, into something new, more than I can be. Oh, Lord, show me thy favor. Hallelujah. In thy favor is life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, those of you who are physically here. Good morning, those who are watching. You know, praise the Lord. Are you here for something good today? Amen. If that's you, say amen. I won't be doing too much teaching this morning, but I'm going to be doing impartation. You know, praise the Lord. And you can receive it if you have the faith. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not yet seen. Right away we see that faith has a substance to it. It's not abstract at all. You know, you can feel it and you can touch it. Good Lord, the Lord is good. Amen. All right, well, we're going to get started here this morning. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Well, I'm hoping that it's because you are in anticipation of what the Lord's going to do. That's what made you silent. Well, let's try that again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, how many of you know that this, every day is a day of blessing. Amen. But this month is a month of blessing. You know? So, I want you to cash in on that blessing now. That has nothing to do with offering or money or anything like that. But, you know, tap into it. Praise God. Glory to God. So, today, we'll be ministering on favor with God and man. Amen. Favor with God and man. And when you leave this place today, I expect you to carry that favor with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, it's a beautiful thing, you know, to trust in the Lord. It's a beautiful thing, you know, when you hear his word, let it mix with faith. Amen. And when it mixes with faith, all things are possible. Glory to God. You know, so all this month long, you know, I've just been, you know, I can say in a zone, because, you know, the Lord, you know, from the first day of the month began to show me some things, you know, praise God. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. You know, as the waters were receding until the 10th month, then on the first day of the month were the tops of the mountains seen. On the first day of the 10th month, you know, God brought me into this scripture, and from that time on, I'm going to show you another powerful scripture today about that 10th month. And we are in the month of October. Right? You know, you take the word of God. The word of God is eternal like that. You know, if you can believe it, you know. I mean, people have quoted the scriptures, you know. I remember Peter on the day of Pentecost quoting the scriptures, you know, that Joel preached, you know, and he was saying this is that which was prophesied. You know, I remember even Jesus going into the temple, taking the book of Isaiah and quoting the scripture and saying, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your heart, in your eyes. So today, you know, whatever we speak from the word of God today, believe it, because it is real. The word of God is live. Amen. The word of God is so live. You know, it's so alive. You know, we're starting here today at Psalms 102 and verse 13. Remember, today we're talking about favor with God and with man. Thou shalt arise, O Lord, and have mercy upon Zion. You can put your name there, you know. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Amen. You know, I don't know why, you know, in Zion, Zion doesn't have an exclusive to God. You know, but we are the part of Zion today. The Bible says we are come to Mount Zion. You know, an incredible assembly of, you know, saints and justified spirits and, you know, angels and clouds of witnesses and so forth like that. You know, so there is a set time to favor his people. Now, that's only because of the mercies of God. That's why it goes like that, and God does that. You know, if you have faith, that set time can be all the time for you. Amen. All the time. You know, because you don't need, you know, you don't need to wait for any season. But there is a set time. There is a set time. It is time to favor. And if you can walk in it, you know, I believe that I try to speak not too long today because I want to pray. I want to impart something. You know, you can only give what you have. Praise God. Every time I stand here, I try to give what I have. You know, Peter one day, he said, look, silver and gold I have not, but such as I have, I give unto you. So such as I have today, by the grace of God, may I be able to give unto you. Amen. Because, you know, God has given me this favor. You know, favor everywhere. You know, favor with God, favor with man. You know, so, you know, I hope I can, you know, impart some of it today. Let's read Psalm 44. I'm going to read verses 1 to 8 of Psalm 44. I want them to go through the verses for me quickly in the back. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what great work you did in their days, in the times of old. I mean, people are always talking about great things that the Lord did. Well, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plant them, you know, our fathers, you know, and then you afflicted the other people and you cast them out, you know. But they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou had a favor unto them. Amen. Let's read verse 4. Thou art my king, O God. Command them. Put your name there. Or put your family name there. Thou art my deliverances for. Hello. Put your name there. Just say it. The Bible says, look, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. You know, so don't say anything negative.
Say it. Be bold.
And declare it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Declare it so that you may be justified. That's what the Bible says. Now, you know, let's keep reading. Say, through thee, O Lord, we will push down our enemies. Now, look. Whatever is, hindering your progress, whatever is hindering you from getting what God wants for you, that's an enemy. Praise God. It doesn't have to be somebody in flesh and blood. Whatever it is, it's an enemy. Even unbelief is an enemy. Amen. So through thee, O God, we will push down our enemies. Through thy name, we will tread down even those that rise up against us. Hallelujah. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But who's going to save you? Thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. Glory to God. In God. Now, here's what I want you to do when you leave here today. In God, boast all day long. Every day, just boast in the Lord. Praise God. The psalmist said in Psalm 34, he said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble will hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. So make your boast in the Lord. Now, we're not bragging of ourselves, because of ourselves we are nothing. But in him we are everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in thee we boast all day long. Now let me begin to put some of these blessings out. And as you begin to take them, just begin to receive them. And begin to walk with it. Psalm 90, verse 16 and verse 17. Psalm 90, verses 16 and 17. I want to bring something out here. It says, let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. Amen. Every time God blesses you, he wants to bless your children as well. Let your work appear unto your servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty, or that translation say, let the favor. Let the beauty of the Lord or his favor be upon us. And establish thou, O Lord, the work of our hands. Yea. The work of our hands, establish thou it. Amen. do you realize that you spend the majority of your life in work, some kind of work or another? If you're working for somebody else, you are spending 8-9 hours a day there. Add to it if you have to drive to work and then drive back from work. You're spending 10. Add to it the time you prepare, get up in the morning and prepare. So practically speaking, the majority of the time we spend is at work. Even if you are in business, actually more so yourself. If you are in business for yourself, there's no closing time. You are at work all the time. You're just working. Even when you think you are closing, somebody is going to call you. Praise God. So it is important for God to bless the work of your hands. Amen. The work of our hands. Let the beauty of God be upon us. Let his favor be upon me. And let him establish the work of my hands. Yea, the work of my hands, establish thou it, O God. Amen. Now, favor is coming upon you. Favor in the morning. Favor in the noontime. Favor in the evening. Favor when you are in the house. Favor when you are outdoors. Favor everywhere. Favor. Look, I want to generate some magnets, some favor magnets here this morning. Amen. Favor magnets. I want you to become a favor magnet. Hallelujah. We've already taught in the series of wisdom how you should manage that favor. But today, I want you to become a favor magnet. Just everywhere you go, just magnetize favor. Hallelujah. Now, you're going to see how it is done. First of all, it is done because the Lord had a favor unto you. Amen. That's what we read in Psalm 44 and verse 3. Because thou hast a favor unto them. You know, it's not because, you know, I cried unto the Lord, so he gave me favor. No, he already gave you favor. Praise God. But you now have to go and work with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you feel the Lord in here already this morning? Amen. Let me give you some examples of some people in the Bible that had favor with God. They had favor with God, and they had favor with man. I'm going to start with the Lord Jesus himself. You know, I mean, the Lord Jesus himself. I mean, if Jesus needed favor, then you need favor. Amen. Jesus needed favor. So you need favor. Now, in the book of Luke, chapter 2 and verse 52, here's what he said about Jesus. You know, in this story, for Jesus, when he was a young boy, you know, we are not told too much about him. But when he was 12 years old, there was an incident there that was told about him when he traveled with Mary and Joseph somewhere. And they thought he was in the company, and they were looking for him, and they didn't find him, you know. And they had gone some days, and about 3 days later, they said, my goodness, where is he? So they turned around, and by the time they got back, he was in the temple, you know, discussing with the scholars, the lawyers, the doctors of philosophy, and all these people. So finally, he went home with them. And the Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Amen. Now, if Jesus needed favor in his life, then you need favor in your life. You know, this little boy Jesus, he needed favor. And he was increasing in favor with God and with man. Let's look at another man in the Bible that had favor both with God and with man. And you know, favor is not only with man, neither is it only with God. You can have it, you know, it's called, you know, two dimensions of favor. Somebody say two dimensions of favor. You can have it with God and you can have it with man. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 26. The same thing was said of Samuel. You know, the child Samuel grew. He grew on, you know, and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. Amen. You can have this kind of favor, you know. Let me show you some other people that had favor, you know, in no particular order. You know, Daniel, he had favor with the Lord. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 9, we are told that Daniel, you know, had been brought into, God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. They just loved him. And this was the prince of the eunuch that had the commandment to kill everybody. You know. So, but before they did that, they first of all had a commandment, you know, to bring in the best, you know. Bring in the best, you know. Say, bring in the best, you know. So they were, you know, scouting for the best. We've gone through that when we taught on the wisdom series. You know, so, and this man, Daniel, he had favor. You know, he asked some things which this man should not have done. Because the king gave a point-blank order. This is how you're going to treat these eunuchs and all these princes and so on and so forth, and feed them and make sure that they are robust, they are looking good, and then present them after a certain time before the king so the king can choose. He had a commandment, you know, but Daniel said, we're not going to do that, you know. And the reason that he was able to get away with that was because he had favor. Hallelujah. He had favor. When you have favor, you know, there are things that people will do for you that they will even say, well, I don't know why I'm doing it, but I'm doing it. You know, I've heard it many times. And they will do it. Praise God. So he had favor, you know. And listen to Daniel chapter 6. Let's read verses 1 and 3. Now, you know that because of the favor that was on Daniel, he was promoted. You know, many times he was always being promoted. Now, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, you know, which should be over the whole kingdom, 120 of them. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was the first. Hallelujah. And this was a slave boy, you know. He was a slave. Yet he had favor. I mean, so favor will go with you no matter what's around you. Favor is on the inside of you. And it will come out of you. Praise God. It doesn't matter whether they threw him in prison. Joseph had favor. You know, when he got, you know, before, what's his name? You know, Potiphar, he had favor in Potiphar's house. When he got to the prison, he even had favor in the prison. They made him chief of the prisoners. I mean, everywhere he went, he just had favor. Praise God. Daniel had favor. Let's read Daniel 6, verses 1 and 3. You know, when the king wanted to set precedence over the land, 120 of them, Daniel was first among the three presidents. He set up a council of leaders, a council of people, 120. And then he put three presidents over there, and Daniel was number one, you know, that all the princes might give account to them and so that the king should have no damage. So these presidents, they took care of business. But Daniel was number one. Hallelujah. Now you talk about favor. Read verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred, you know, because the favor of God was upon him. He was preferred above the presidents and the princes because there was an excellent spirit, you know, that was in him. Amen. Who put that excellent spirit there? It was the favor of God. A favor of God, that excellent spirit is a favor magnet. Praise the Lord. Everywhere he went, he had favor, you know, and so the king even thought to set him over all the realm. Now, the favor of God will cause people to be envious against you. Amen. Of course, you know, Joseph, favor that was upon him caused his brethren to be envious against him. The favor that was upon Daniel caused everybody to be envious against him. So they decided to plot how they are going to get rid of him and, you know, and trip him up, you know, and all that, you know, so. But they did not succeed. Amen. Now, Nehemiah was a man that had favor. I mean, he was asking for favor in Nehemiah chapter 1. You know, let's read verses 7 and 9. When Nehemiah went, you know, of course, kings, what you call cupbearer, and so on. You know, so you don't come before the king with a sad face if you are his cupbearer. You're supposed to be the one to cheer him up. You know, so he's going to come with a sad face on a particular day, you know, but the favor of God is going to be upon him. Praise God. So Nehemiah, he went before the king, and he was saying certain things, and the king said, look, you know, why are you sad? And he said, well, why would I not be sad? But before he said that, he said, I prayed to the God of heaven. Now, he didn't spend time. He didn't go back to go and fast and pray. He prayed on the spur of the moment, you know, right there, because he was already in front of the king. And the king said, what do you want me to do now, you know, about it? And he said, I prayed to the God of heaven. So right there, he just said, Lord God Almighty, give me favor. Amen. Praise God. Give me favor. You know, and he began to put his request, you know, and the king said, well, okay, you know, go do it, you know. So let's read verses 8 and 9. So he was the one here telling the king that, look, these are all the things that befell us, you know, because of all the things that we did. You know, he had favor even to tell the king, you know, he was honest about it too. He said, look, you know, we deserted the Lord, so his anger was against us, and he destroyed the house of the Lord and all these things, you know. But, you know, and he scattered us among the nations. That's why I'm here, not right now. You know, and he said, look, but the Lord also said, if you turn, you know, wherever you are and so on and so forth, you know, I will gather you out from thence and also forth. So he began to tell the king these things. You know, let's read it down a little more. You know, verse 10. Now, as he was praying, he said, look, these are the servants and thy people whom thou hast received. And I think here he's praying. Okay, let's keep looking. That's a verse I'm looking for here. Let's keep next verse and all that. Okay, so, yeah, I think I wrote, you know, got the wrong verse. Okay, so here is where he started to pray. Let's start it from actually this verse. I was the king's bearer. So here's what his prayer. He said, Lord, I beseech you, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant. The first part that I read was actually when he was praying, preparing to go in front of this king. So let's read verse 12. Verse 12 quickly. Nehemiah 1, verse 12. Are you there? All right, well, I guess I have to put it up myself. There's no verse 12? Okay, maybe next chapter. Next chapter? Okay. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, the king, wine was before him. I took the wine and so forth and went, you know, and all that. And I had not been sad before in his presence. Verse 2. You know, wherefore the king said unto me, okay, this is the story that I was actually, you know, going to, but I was saying, you know, gave the wrong scripture there. The king said, why are you sad? Are you sick? And this and that, you know. But I was so afraid because you dare not take, you know, sad face to the king. You know, verse 3. He said unto me, you know, and then, I mean, I said unto the king, let the king live forever and all that and so forth. And, you know, why should not my countenance be sad? You know, when the city, the place of my father's. Now, this is the thing too, you know. Some of us are from a country where, you know, and every time I pray, you know, sometimes when I remember my country, the land of my nativity, I say, Lord, you know, why should I not be sad when the place of my nativity is in ruins? You know, and I'm here enjoying the United States, but the land where I am, you know, is in captivity. Deliver, O Lord, by thy mighty hand. Amen. Praise God. You know, I begin to say, tell the Lord, you know, and so, you know, in verse 4, he had this conversation with the king. Let's go to verse 4 quickly. You know, so the king said unto me, what is it that you are making requests for? This is the place where I was talking about. And he said, look, I prayed to the God of heaven in that moment. And he said, look, if it please the king, you know, and if thy servant has found favor, hallelujah. So he's going to find favor, you know, but he's sweetening up, he's softening up the king here and sweetening him up, you know. If it please the king, and if I, your servant, has found favor in your sight. Now, Nehemiah already found favor with God. Now, God's going to give him favor before the king now, you know. Now, here's what I want, you know, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, city of my father's. Amen. You know, and the king said unto him, okay, how long are you going to be? He said, well, X and X time. So they said it together. Verse 7. And here, moreover, I said to the king, if it please the king, because I already found favor. You know, when you're on a favor, stay on a roll. Amen. Amen. One time, you know, Elisha said to the king, you know, of Israel, you know, shoot your arrows. He was on a roll. But he only shot the arrows 3 times and he stopped. And the man of God was wrath. Why did you stop? You should have continued shooting. So when you are on a roll with God, keep on rolling. Amen. When the roll was going here, he found that he already got this man, got the favor. So he can't, you know, just pile it on. No, let the, you know, you already allowed me to go. But here's what I want. Give me letters of authority. Hallelujah. Give me letters of authority so that I go to the governors beyond the river and let them convey me, let them give me, you know, and all that, you know. But, you know, this is actually where I wanted to, I said chapter 1 earlier, this was chapter 2 I meant to write down, you know. And, you know, the letter unto the house, you know, keeper of the king's forest, so that they give me timber so I can build a house and all of these things. You know, that, the, you know, when I do it, you know, and he says, and the king granted me according to the good hand. Now, let me break down that sentence. The king granted me favor according to the favor of God that was already upon me. Amen. That's what he's saying here. Because the good hand of the Lord is favor. The favor of God was upon him, and so the Lord even made the king to give him favor. Look at next verse. When I came beyond the river, I gave them the king's letters. You know, the king also even sent armies with him and so on. You know, so that's how Nehemiah had favor. Ezra also had favor. You can read it in Ezra chapter 6. Verses 6 to 15, but I'm not going to read that. You know, Ezra found favor before King Darius. You know, they were troubling them when they were trying to build that. But, you know, the king, he said, look, let's go find out, you know, what was written and so forth. So he found the place where Cyrus had written, and he gave commandment. But let me read part of it. Let's jump to maybe verse 8 or so. Okay. Now, he said, look, make a decree what you shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God. You know, that of the king's goods. Hallelujah. Of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith let expenses be given to these men, and let them not be hindered. Don't stand in their way. Praise God. Talk about favor. Don't stand in their way. You know, anything they need, whether it's young bullocks, whether it is rams, whether it is lambs, whether it's burnt offerings, anything they need, give it to them. In the name of the king. Hallelujah. And he said, do it without fail. And, you know, and then he began to just pile blessings upon them. Read the next couple of verses. Blessings upon them, commandments of how people should treat them. Read verse 10, you know, and so on. And then finally, he said, look, all I want is you pray for the life of the sons of the king. Amen. Praise God. That's all he wanted in return. But God gave them favor, you know, over, you know. Now, the early church in the book of Acts, chapter 2, let's read verses 46 and 47. Then I'm going to come back to Esther. Esther is the last one I'm going to read before I begin to pray. You know, the early church continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. You know, they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Read the next verse. And they were praising God and having favor. Everybody say favor with all the people. That's right. These people were having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to the church daily as such should be said. They were just having favor, you know. So there's such a thing. People don't really know that God can give favor. They say, oh, you know, I don't want any of that. That's all worldly stuff. No. You know, anything that comes from God is sanctified. Amen. You know, and the favor that God gives is sanctified. And God can give you favor. God can give you favor in your workplace, give you favor on your job, give you favor in your community, give you favor anywhere. Favor everywhere. Hallelujah. Now, Esther will be the last one, you know, that I want to bring out here. Let's turn to Esther chapter 2, and I'm going to read verses 15 and 17. Now, you may know the story, you know. So, the story was Vashti, or whatever her name was, you know, disrespected the king. So the king was looking for a replacement. So they said, yeah, you know, all these counselors said, yeah, get rid of her, because if you don't, all the women will start disrespecting their husbands. So let them be sought out, you know, beautiful women and all of these things, and be prepared to come before the Lord. So anyway, cut the long story short, Mordecai, who is also the uncle of Esther, you know, put her name in there, you know. And so she was one of those people. So let's read it. You know, so she was one of the people being, you know, pampered. I don't know, maybe, you know, all these things that you women use. What is it? Avon and all these things. Pampering, pampering them, pampering them, pampering them, pampering them, so that they would look so nice. Skin so soft, everything so beautiful, you know. So anyway, when it came to the turn of Esther, you know, and all that, it was coming to the king. She required nothing, you know, from the king, his, you know, chamberlain, the keeper of the women, you know, and then, but she obtained favor. Hello, somebody. She obtained favor. It's almost similar to Daniel, how Daniel obtained, you know, the prince of the kings, you know, the ruler of the king's chamberlains here. She also obtained favor. Let's read the next verse, verses 16 and 17, we'll read. So when Esther was taken before Ahasuerus, you know, into his house. Now, this is the place where I'm going. This is the place, these next two verses, that's why I saved this one to the last, you know. When Esther was taken before the king into his royal house in the 10th month. Amen. I mean, there's something that is fixing to happen for you in this 10th month. Amen. In the 10th month, you know, he said, well, in the 7th year of his reign, whatever that is. But look at the next verse, you know, that the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the other virgins, you know, so that he set the crown royal upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Hallelujah! That favor came to her in the 10th month. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to release something, you know, and if you can catch it, run with it. Amen. In this 10th month, may you find this kind of favor. Amen. Now, let's stand to our feet. That's it. That's it for my preaching today. But, you know, we're not done yet. So, you know, I want to do something here. Here's what I want to do. Actually, here's what the Lord wants to do. You know, I was actually going to teach something different this morning, but this is what the Lord called for. Because the Lord, he wants to put this favor upon you. Amen. He wants to put it upon you. You know, and then you need, here's what you're going to do. You know, you're going to become a favor magnet. Hallelujah. A favor magnet. You will just be attracting favor. And they're like, boom, you know, when you put those strong magnets, you put in it, boom, they just go towards it like that. Favor will just be coming unto you like that. And when it comes, and when it starts, saith the Lord, it shall come like a flood. It will just come, I mean, favor everywhere. So, may the favor of God come to you in this 10th month. Amen. Esther obtained favor in the 10th month. And in the 10th month, the Bible says in Genesis, put that scripture up for me, please. Genesis 8 and 5. In this 10th month, from the, you know, God was already cooking something. God is cooking something. God is cooking something all the time. You know, he's cooking something all the time. You know, but you may smell it and you may not. You know, but, you know, the waters were already decreasing continually until the 10th month. Was already doing it. But then in the 10th month, beginning from the first day, as you step into it, God peels back the veils. Hallelujah. Now you can see the top of the mountains. Now you can see what you hadn't seen before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I want you to lift up your hands. Lift up your hands because, you know, I'm going to decree favor upon some people today. Now, I checked myself before I came up here today and said, well, you can only give what you have. Praise God. You know, but, you know, God has given me so much favor. I have a lot of it. My cup runneth over. So I want you to drink of it here this morning. Amen. I got favor on my job. I mean, I got favor everywhere, you know. I got favor. Do you have favor? Praise God. Some of you have it, but God is going to make it abound. Amen. Now, some of you don't have it yet, but you are going to get it. Amen. And when you get it, here's what God wants you to do. I was going to say, here's what I want you to do, but the Holy Spirit corrected that. Here's what God wants you to do. Don't be a lake. Amen. There is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the house of God. And that river is flowing here this morning. You know, God wants to make you a conduit of favor to his people. Hallelujah. He comes, you know, and look, if you know how to release that favor, God will find a way to get it to you. Amen. That's right. But you know, a lake, the lake will just taking, you know, all the tributaries and so forth. They come into the lake, and the lake doesn't go anywhere, and then it begins to stink. And it begins to breed dead things, algae, and all these things and so forth, because the lake is not flowing. But when you are flowing, you become a conduit. Hallelujah. The river doesn't, there's no moss that gathers in the river, because it's always flowing, always flowing, always flowing. So I checked myself this morning. I said, Lord, I know my cup is full. Ha, you know, let it overflow. Amen. Let somebody catch the favor this morning and run with it. And then you turn around and give favor to somebody else. Praise God. I'm not talking about money. Oh, forget that. People always, you know, when you talk about these things, some people always, my mind is going to, money can be part of it. I don't care. But I'm talking about favor from God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up this morning and we're going to release favor. I want you to think and say, Lord, I want to be a favor magnet. You know, now, don't pray it if you don't want it. You know, because it's going to come. You know, I have been praying since the day that I preached here some weeks ago on a new thing. I have been praying that, you know, I want a new thing. You know, and every time I step here from now forth, I told the Lord, you know, somebody must experience something new. Amen. So you're going to get some favor. A mantle of favor is coming upon you today. So let's believe the Lord together. You know, here's what the Bible says about believing. You know, it said, if any two of you, Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19, any two of you. Now, that's you plus somebody else. Now, don't shack up with somebody that has no faith. Because they will drain you. Amen. They will drain you. But hook up with somebody that has some faith. And you can get some real blessings. Amen. Look, I'm trying to hook you up here today with some real favor from the Lord. So if that's you, I want you to step out and come here and stand right here before the Lord. If you want this favor, now, you want the tops of the mountains to be seen. I mean, there are things that have been happening in your life, but not happening fast enough. There are things you've been praying for, but it doesn't seem to be happening. I mean, some of it is happening, but not happening good enough, not happening quick enough, and so on. Today is about releasing favor, you know, and I've said this before in the past when I stood on this platform. I said, look, there is an anointing, a different anointing for each service. So you may say, oh, well, I've heard that before. No, you haven't. Because this is something new. And God's going to put it upon you, and you're going to be experiencing it. Praise God. I remember, you know, one day many years ago, maybe 10 years or so ago, I stood in the other building one day and I preached the anointing of increase. Some people wondered that day, but some people received it. You know, amen. Brother Ken, I know you were one of the people that increased it. Because you came back and testified that the Lord gave you $30,000 within the next week. Didn't you? Is it a true statement? Praise God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. I'm not doing the anointing of increase today, but you can call this so too, but if you want. But I'm doing favor magnets here this morning. You know, and if you can believe it, look, let me tell you another testimony. I know I keep you on your feet, but don't worry about it. God is going to bless you. Amen. You know, I want to tell this testimony also. Many years ago, I went to Nigeria, 2006. I went somewhere, you know, and I was preaching in a fellowship, one of the fellowship I used to go to before I moved here. You know, and I called the prayer line, called some people over here. Then one person that was over here, I said, you want blessing, you want favor over here. You want healing and deliverance over here. So over here, I went there, and one young man said, well, you know, I own my business, I sell cars, I haven't sold any cars, you know, for months and months. You know, I did nothing going. And I said to him, you know, I don't remember the exact words, but pretty much something new was going to happen to him. Amen. Prayed for him or did something for him. I don't know. I don't think I really prayed in those meetings. I prayed for the ones over here, but over here, I think I just decreed, you know, and then I left. You know, I went to another city. This was in Lagos, and I went to Abuja. A week later, my wife went to the same fellowship because we divided up. I went to Nigeria first. She came a week later. You know, so when I left the place, I went to Abuja. She went to the same place. This young man steps up to her and says, gives her a testimony. This was about a week. In 1 week, he sold 13 cars. Glory to God. You know, and then he wanted to give my wife an offering. You know, so, you know, so I didn't take an offering when I was there. You know, freely you have received, freely you give. Amen. You know, so this is not about an offering. I don't want an offering. God already blessed me. So I am now, you know, imparting that blessing. You take it and be blessed. Amen. Now, Isaiah 43 and verse 26. What does it say? If you're in the back there, put it up for me. Isaiah 43, 26. Are you there? I have the right verse. What does it say? Well, they fell asleep in the back there. You know. Okay. You know, let's read it together. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare it that thou mightest be justified. So you got to put God in remembrance of everything that God has already said. And even today, what the Lord said to you today, put him in remembrance. What does put me in remembrance mean? It means remind me. You think God forgot? No, but he wants to hear it from you. Praise God. So I want you to, you know, all of the things God said, you are called to be a blessing. You know, I will bless you, multiplying will I multiply you, in blessing will I. All this, just remember his promises this morning. And I'm adding one more. You may not find it in the Bible like that, but I'm adding it. He said, I want you to be a favor magnet. Amen. Wherever you go. And we're going to start it here this morning. So open your hands like this. Praise God. And say, my hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. Anything I touch, surely must be blessed. Anyone I touch, surely must be blessed. My life is blessed. I am overflowing with favor. Anyone that comes in contact with me, surely must be blessed. Anywhere I go, I attract the favor of God. Anywhere I go, I attract the favor of men. Why? Because God put a favor upon you. They got not the land in possession by their own power, but by his hand, his strong hand, and so on. Not their sword, not their prowess, not their, you know, whatever they know how to do. Look, you are not going to be the best. You should be good at what you did. We've already covered that when we studied knowledge and so forth. You should be good and all that, you know. And so I've covered that. I'm not talking about that this morning. But I'm talking about, you know, after you've done all of that, there is something called the dew of heaven. Amen. D-E-W. The dew of heaven. That dew of heaven is what brings this favor into your lives. You do your part, you know, you plant the seed, you do all of these things, but then the dew of heaven must fall upon it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So I'm commanding the spirit of acceleration. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. Just receive it. Grab it. You know, God is dishing down. You know, just open your eyes. Packets are falling. You can see one packet now, it's wrapped. You just take it, open it. You know, there's many blessings. Just grab it. God is putting blessings, favor upon you, amen. In the name of Jesus. Now, let this kind of, you know, positive stance not end here today in this service. When you leave from here, do the same thing when you get home.
Do the same thing when you get to your job. If something goes, you say, no. You know, God has given me the favor. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to say it. Say it. You know, one man, he didn't have a child, but he wasn't afraid to say, I will be the father of nations. And he even changed his name. And everybody mocked him and said, how can you be the father of nations? You don't even have a child. We have children. We don't call ourselves father of nations. Father of nations indeed. But he said, I will be the father of nations. And he changed his name. Praise God. Now, I want you, just open your mouth. Never mind the next person next to you. In the next few minutes, declare it. Just declare it. Whatever it is. Now, declare it. Come on. Declare it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Declare it. You heard the message even last week. You can't do this in your heart, folks. He said, this word shall not depart from your mouth. You know, you got to declare it. Glory to God. Declare it this morning. Oh, let the Lord hear it. Let the Lord hear it. Favor. Favor everywhere. Favor where you go. Favor everywhere for you in the name of Jesus. Favor everywhere. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Favor everywhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Let me read this to you. Numbers chapter 14, only one verse here, verse 28. Say unto them, and I'm going to say unto you, as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears. Have you spoken something today? Now, if you have not yet spoken, let me wait so that you can do it before I read this verse. Now, say it. Declare it before the Lord. What is it that you want? Don't worry about the next person to you. You know, this is you. This is you. There's a song that says, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Man, it is you. It's not about him. It's not about her. It's you. It is you. Jesus said, who touched me? There were hundreds of people thronging him around, dozens of people. But he said, who touched me? Somebody touched the Lord. Oh, somebody here today is going to touch the Lord. And in this 10th month, may favor come up upon you and unto you like it came upon Esther in the name of Jesus. Now, say unto them, saith the Lord, as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. Amen. Praise God. For those people, it was negative. But for you, it is positive. I come against negativity and the spirit of negativity in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of negativity, I come against it in the name of Jesus. We dislodge their powers from your life. Be positive going forward. Somebody say, you can't do that. I say, says who? Says who? The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the Lord, he has blessed me with favor, and I pray that you have this same favor. When I came to this land many years ago, you know, people said, you can't do that. And I said, says who? You know, praise God. And God gave me favor. People are coming in here many years ago, 40 years ago when we came here, nobody was coming in here from Nigeria getting a job, you know, and all that. No, I came in here, I got a job, you know, I wasn't going to do any menial job. I said, no, God gave me favor. Favor. And people say, you can't do that. I said, why not? You know, I went up against it because the Bible says that he takes the base things of this earth and confound the mighty. The Lord took me and confound the mighty immigration. Amen. I didn't do anything wrong. I did it all the right way. But they said, you can't do that. I said, why not? I can be a trailblazer. Amen. Praise God. There's no such thing that cannot be done. You can be the first. Praise God. Believe God. and it is yours. Now, clap your hands for Jesus. And I believe that since that time, everybody that I have counseled or prayed for concerning immigration, I mean, it's just because of favor. I just transferred. Praise God. Hallelujah. One young man spoke to me about 2 months ago. He just came from Nigeria, a son to a friend of mine. And he said, look, and he called me up. Well, the mother said he should call me and all that. And I said, well, you know, I spoke to him a little bit. I said, God is going to give you favor in this land. Praise God. And then, you know, a few days later, you know, I found out he landed a job. Praise God. Glory to God. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Favor. Now, are you looking for something from the Lord this morning? It is yours. You just have to walk in that victory that you already have it. And start acting like you have it already. You know? I remember when we were praying for our kids to get married, my wife will be acting like they are already going to get married. Buy the dress, buy the invitation card. There's no husband, though. Buy everything. Buy this one. There's no wife, though. Buy everything. Praise God. I'm behaving like it already. Hallelujah. If you are trying to receive healing, get up from the bed already. That's why Jesus used to say, take up thy bed and walk. Take up thy bed. Don't lie there and say, I'm healed. No. Get up from the bed already. Praise God. Oh, raise your hands and say, hallelujah. 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 I want to anoint people's hands this morning. Somebody get me the anointing oil from that place there. I need the anointing oil from back there. I am going to put this anointing oil. It's called the anointing of favor here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anointing of favor. Just one bottle is enough. Anointing of favor. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anointing of favor. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed with the favor of God. My hands are blessed with the favor of God.
We are favor of God.
Amen. There's fire in your hands now. Now, do not put these hands onto iniquity. Because they are blessed now. Amen.
Amen.
These hands are blessed now. They have fire.
Amen.
From the altar. Power of God.
Amen.
If you lay your hands on your children, they are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. If you lay these hands on your womb, you start conceiving. Amen.
Amen.
If you... you're laughing. Amen. Praise God. If you lay these hands on your business, they start to flourish.
Amen.
Because there is power.
Yeah.
Power.
Yeah.
Power. Somebody say power. You know, the Bible said the power of the Lord was present to heal. The power of the Lord was present today to bring favor. And make you become a favor magnet.
Amen.
Wherever you go. And when you get home, put your hands upon your house. Put your hands upon anything.
Amen.
Anything that you touch, surely must be blessed. For there is favor upon you now. Hallelujah. I want to take a special prayer for our special event that's coming up this Saturday. Amen. Everybody say this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up, you know. Their hands are anointed now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, let's pray. Lift up your hands and pray. And ask God for the wind of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to see wind of the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
I want to see the heavens split and the cloven tongues of fire.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to see souls saved.
Amen.
I want to see people crying out.
Amen.
And say, have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not coming here for a concert.
Oh, yes.
We are not doing a concert. Oh, mm-hmm. If it's a concert, I'm not coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a concert.
Amen.
We are coming for a night of worship.
Yeah.
We are coming for an encounter.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it's also in the month of October. Amen.
Amen.
It's right in the middle of the month of October.
Amen.
Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let your presence come like a wind and a fire. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, one of these days, and maybe it'll be this Saturday, I don't know. But one of these days, the Bible says, they won't be able to stand to minister. Amen.
Amen.
I'm looking for that. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I won't be able to stand here. Hallelujah. I was so much power. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I went to a fellowship one time in 2006, and my wife was there. That same story I was telling you. When she left Lagos, she came and met me in Abuja, and I was there. You know, she'll tell you. She's right there, you know. And there was one man that came there with his hand like this, knuckles. I actually thought he didn't have any fingers, but he did. It was just that it was like this forever, you know. And prayed for him. The power of God struck that place like that. Boom, his hands opened up. My wife tried to come near that place. She got blown up just like that. Woo! Glory to God. Is that true, honey? Is that a true statement? I didn't know. She told me later, you know, because when the power of God is present to heal, hallelujah. Can somebody pray that there will be the power of God in this place
Amen.
On Saturday?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, it's not going to be about the praise team.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not about you. On that day. It's not about the preacher. It's not about anybody. It's about what God wants to do. Because the time has come to favor Zion. There is a revival, a wave of revival in the land. I'm having it already. This whole month, you know, things that I've never been doing, I'm doing it now. For a long time, I could not wake up at 3 a.m. and be praying. I'm doing it now. You know? Because God said, it is time.
Mm-hmm.
And when God says, it is time, then he stirs the hearts of the people.
That's right. That's
it always starts with God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now every day, I'm on Clubhouse early in the morning. Some of you are joining. You know, and God, power of, I was already there 2 hours this morning. Power of God is just moving. Sister Pearl, is that true? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to turn it over to the praise team. You know, it's been amazing. But look, there is more where that came from. Just go in this strength of the Lord. Sammy said, I will go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to stop until I've shown every this generation thy power and thy glory to everyone that is to come. And so go with this anointing and go with this grace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Take it over, praise team. Hallelujah.
Eshe Oluwa, Eshe Baba O, Eshe Oluwa, Baba Dupe O, Eshe. You give me shelter in the snow order.